Blog Talk Radio.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Man, it seems like it's been forever since we've been back on Lucha Central. Been slacking big time. But, you know, it's funny. Real quick before we get going, for the people listening, you're here. You're on WrestleBot Live with Bobby Chulo. It's Tuesday. We're back on the air. The thing is, you know, Mike, of course I got Michael Parks with me. Got a lot to talk about. You know, I want to cram a little bit into the first 50 minutes because I always tell Greg or, Kevin Kleinrock, hey, man, I'm sorry, you know, that I've been slacking, but I'll promise I'll stack it up, you know, for the next show and all that. Yeah, don't worry about it, man, just as long as you know, keep it 100 and make sure we get some stuff out there. Well, cool. I'm all right, cool. So I loaded it up today, but Mike and I have been all over the place. You know, we've been – For lack of a better term, right, Mike, I don't want to say scouting talent, but when you're like Mike, who's, you know, starting his own Fed, running his own stuff, getting his stuff together, you know, there's so much that goes into it. And Mike and I talk about that a lot, about how, you know, what it takes to get going and stuff like that. And then the COVID hit and just threw a monkey wrench in the whole just spokes of what we were doing and stuff like that. So we're going to talk to Mike a little bit about that. Real quick, so let me just give the lineup. Coming up at about the 15-minute mark is Guyam. We're going to talk to him a little about his show at Lucha Libre Alliance. And, you know, I had Mike, on my other show yesterday. And, man, he was talking stuff about Guyam, calling him an old man. He said, I already retired Enigma. Guyam's right around the corner. I'm going to put the final nail in his coffin. I mean, dude, he was ripping him. And I'm like, dude, where does this come from? So, because Mike and I went to the show, but we left before that match only because, you know, everybody works. It was Sunday. It was late. They didn't get started till late. And then they had two different singers and a rapper and all kinds of stuff going on. So we didn't get to see it. So we're going to bring him on at about the 7:15 mark, talk a little bit about that. What's happening or whatever. So we'll get him about the 7:15 mark. And then at about 7:45 mark, we got Braden Robinson coming on. And Mike, I think you remember when it was the main event for the OCCW title, I can't remember what he wrestled as. I know he didn't wrestle as Braden, but he was in that match. I didn't even know what was going on. So we got him coming on because he's got a big show coming up, but I want to talk to him about that first and be like, hey, man, you know, we didn't even know you were going to be in that match and how did this all come about and stuff like that. So we'll go with that when he gets on here and talk to him a little bit about that. And then at about the 8 o'clock mark, we got Tony Reyes coming on. Tony Reyes, one half of the Heavy Hitters with Biggie Biggs. They got a lot of stuff going on. They've been going all over Barstow, Arizona, you know, doing all kinds of work. And he's got a big show coming up for 3PWA that's called Home of the Brave. So we'll talk to him about that. So like I said, a lot going on. But real quick, Mike, we talk about this a lot on the show about how stuff goes on behind the scenes and what you got to do. And I don't want to me, that just sounds so stupid. We went to go scout talent. It's not that. And John was real cool about that. He goes, hey, man, you know, if you need to talk to some of the guys or whatever, I'm all about, you know, them getting as much work as they can, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm like, nah, dude, we just came to check out the show. And then, you know, we see a couple of people and we're like, hey, if we put this dude against this dude, this might be a good show, you know, or whatever. So Mike and I went down to OCCW to go check out Social Dystopia or whatever. I can't remember. Yeah, Social Dystopia, whatever that is. And I got to tell you, Mike, it's been such a long time that we've been back on the air. I personally had a good time just to go sit down, watch the wrestling from beginning to end, you know, watch the different styles, have a beer, chew some tobacco, spit on the ground and all that stuff. So real quick, before we get into talking about your show, give me your thoughts on that. I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, we got to sit outside, so it was cool. And I thought we had a pretty good time.
It was fun. You know, my thing is,
I like going to the shows because I like to see how other guys run their shows.
Right.
And so, and you know, kind of look at it and be like, okay, what can I do? You know, and in all honesty, it's not, I'm not out to pluck anybody's talent. And the poach, but yeah. It's what can I do that's different than them?
Right.
How can my atmosphere be different for the fans than what they see and what they get now?
Right.
You know, and go ahead.
But what Mike and I talk about a lot is, and I talk a lot about this with other people, other promoters, other workers and stuff like that, wrestlers, that it's basically the same guys that are working out here in SoCal. You know what I mean? So what we want to do is mix it up. You know what I mean? Maybe say, okay, maybe we might put such and such against Legacy or this guy, just so the people go, dude, you know, this guy's going to get his butt kicked or whatever. He can't hang with him. And then the dude ends up, you know, doing well, and it's something different, and the people want to come down and see that different matchup, right? That's pretty much what you and I were talking about, right?
Oh, yeah. It's you know, you want to be able to bring let fans see the same people, but also put a twist on it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, bring some people that they're like, oh damn, I haven't seen these people.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't and put them together. You know, we always say, you know, a great match would be two people that you can put in together that are good dance partners. And
right.
You know, going to the shows and then seeing guys and in their match, just looking at their matches and going, hey, you know, if we put him with him, I think that might be an awesome match for the fans to see.
Right.
Know? And so I think it's important that you do that so that you give the fans their money's worth.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't put stuff stuff together just to be putting it together.
Hey,
you know, you,
Mike,
you know what I'm saying.
And we got to be honest, right? I mean, we saw a lot of good things, but we also saw a lot of bad things. You know what I mean? And we talked about this today, man.
Oh.
You know, we got to tighten this up, and we got to, not that, you know, we're perfect or whatever, but when you go to a show and you see the, and plus if you're a worker or a promoter or whatever, you see certain things and you go, man, if it, you know, he's got to clean that up, or if he does this, this is going to work much better, or maybe he should have did this, or if you're going to have a manager, have him do this. We talked on it. First of all, I feel bad for Michael because he barely gets an award in Edgewise on this show, and then when he goes to the show, I'm talking his ear off over there. So it's like, dude, it's almost like going to work, right?
No, but it's funny though. It makes me laugh. So it doesn't matter because I do get my words in when we're sitting there watching the matches.
Yeah, but you know, we can all agree that the main thing is we want to put a good show. We're gonna take the time and the money and the effort. We want the people to come and say, hey, man, you know, we got to come back and check out this show next week because it's gonna, you know, have this and that, and it's like the main goal. That's what we're doing. And speaking of that, lucky for me, Mike was able to give me a ride to Lucha Libre Alliance on Sunday. And it's a long story because Guyam's coming on, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But the bottom line is, I thought I was just going to cut a promo. And they're like, nah, dude, you're working or whatever. And it turned into, you know, I'm going to go on record, Mike, as saying that was my feet were so sore, you know, because I had regular cowboy boots on, you know, with the heel. Honestly, Mike, those were brand new cowboy boots, and that was the first time I've ever worn them. Luckily, they had that rubber bottom. You know what I mean? It didn't have the straight wood. So I had some nylon socks on with them, you know, so you could slip them on and off easy. And you know, when we started wrestling, I couldn't like get my footing because I was like using my toes to grip so that my feet wouldn't slide out or whatever. So both my feet were sore. because just from trying to hold him on or whatever. So, when I saw you come up, I didn't know why you didn't have your gear or whatever. I'm like, nah, bro.
Exactly.
I'm just a promo.
Exactly. Because I saw you on the flyer, and I'm like, okay. And then I pull up, and I'm like, all right, where's his gear?
Yeah.
This is gonna be. And that's where I said, oh, he's just gonna wrestle, and we're just gonna shake. He's gonna wrestle what he's got on. All right.
And we were talking about it, and he said, "Hey man, you didn't bring it up. Nah, man, I'm just cutting the promo." And the sad part is, I had everything in the suitcase ready to go with everything in it, and I said, "No, man, I'm not working. I'm just cutting a promo." And it just, dude. Well, it turned out to be I did have fun. I got to tell you that I did have some fun. It was rough, and you have to learn to adapt or whatever, because you never know what's going to happen. But let's take the big break, Mike. We'll get Guyam in here. We'll talk a little bit about that, about not bringing your gear like a knucklehead. Because I had to give Mike my wallet, my phone, the chew
everything.
In the back. So I ain't going to never go flying while I'm in the ring. So let's take the big break. We'll come back. We'll talk to Guyam, and then we'll talk a little bit about Lucha Libre Alliance, and we'll talk a little bit about the future and what's coming up and everything. So hang on. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, everyone. It's Denise Salcedo here in Lucha Central Central with a look at all of the great shows available this week on the Lucha Central Podcast Network, where you can always find each show on its own or subscribe to the Lucha Central Podcast Network show for every show in one easy feed. Monday, Lucha Libre Figures and Facts returns as the crew talks about the history of one of Lucha Libre's most influential personalities, Conan, including an in-depth look at his Toy Biz WCW Slam and Crunch action figure. Tuesday, it's Mass, Mats, and Mayhem, as Lucha Underground executive producer and showrunner Eric Van Wagenen is back for part two of his interview, where he gets confronted with the number one question on the minds of series fans. Will Lucha Underground return? Tune in Tuesday for his answer and a whole lot more. Thursday, on Straight Out of the Bodega, Papo Esco and Gabriel Ramirez are joined by WWE NXT referee Tom Caster, who trained for his career in NorCal and was part of many area promotions, including PWR, before his move to the international stage. The trio talks Tom's incredible journey leading up to his tryout, signing with WWE, and the road to recovery after his gruesome injury where his leg snapped mid-match, but he kept officiating until the end. This is an interview you won't want to miss. Also, Thursday and in Español, the number one Spanish language wrestling podcast in the U.S., La Mesa de los Margaros, is all new. And Triple A Exotico Mamba pulls up a seat at the table. On Friday, we've got one of the top Lucha Libre podcasts on the U.S. iTunes charts, Lucha Central Weekly, and the number one wrestling podcast in Mexico, Lucha Central Weekly en Español. Get all the latest news on the road to Lucha Libre restarting in Mexico, plus a check-in on the top names in Lucha Libre and U.S. promotions, including WWE and AEW. Be sure to subscribe and follow all your favorite Lucha Central Network series on your favorite podcast platforms, and please be sure to give a rating and review to help more fans find the shows that you love. For now, this is Denise Salcedo signing off from Lucha Central Central. Have a great week.
Dude, you think you got problems, Mike? You know, because Mike put his whole show together. We put a budget together. We got the wrestlers booked. We got some wrestlers that we've been trying to get for quite some time. You know, Superboy's kids and all that, had everything set to go, and then they shut us down because of COVID. Now, I don't know if you heard, Mike, but Kevin Kleinrock and Ruben Zamora were able to procure 50 passports to get the guys over here for the big Lucha Expo, which I know, I can't remember the date for sure. I'll have to ask Kevin, but it's going to be out there in Philadelphia at the old ECW arena. So you want to talk about working hard, to get something done? and you were able to procure all the – if they – I don't want to be the one that has to make that call to Kevin and go, hey, bro, I know we got you all the passports and we know you're set and all that, but send in our venue, bro. We're going to shut you down. I mean, that's kind of – that's got to be worse than anything, man, because, you put so much time and effort for them to tell you too bad. It just sucks, right, Mike?
Well, you know, it depends, because I don't know if Philadelphia is the same way L.A. is.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't know. You know, L.A. County is its own different animal.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they need to get it together, man. Shoot.
They really do.
Yeah, we're trying to do something here. So, hey, well, I sent Guyam a text. He hasn't answered back, so I'm hoping that he – hold on a second here. Let me just put this real quick here. Okay, well, let's give him a call, see what happens, because usually he gets right back on it. But watch him go, oh, I forgot all about you. And then we'll have to – You okay over there, Mike?
Yeah.
You rolling around in the bath blankets?
Hello, my brother.
Hey, Guyam, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBoss. Can you hear me, my friend?
Yes, sir.
It's the beautiful. Real quick, for the people listeners, you're here. You're at WrestleBoss Live with Fabi Chulo, and we got Guyam El Chivo on with us right now. But, of course, my man Michael Parks is with us, who was actually at the show at Lucha Libre Alliance last Sunday. So, real quick, Mike, say hi to Guyam.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Very happy. Very happy, hey. And a little sore, a little here and there, but I'm fine, man.
We got a lot to talk
great
about.
Show.
I mean, dude, we got so much to talk about. First off, I got to tell you, man, I have a regular other show that I do on Sundays that I had to do on Monday because I was at Lucha Libre Alliance. So, you know, I was talking to Malis back in the back, and he's like, bro, you know, I got nothing going on. I'm like, dude, well, come on the show, man. You know, we'll talk because I haven't got a chance to talk to you. Like, okay, yeah, cool. Real cool. So I get him on last night, and híjole, dude, he went off. I'm tired like I am. I'm already the one who got Enigma out of there. That's the reason he retired, because he knew sooner or later I was going to get to him. He goes, and Guyam, I already got two nails in his coffin. I'm going to put another two or three in his coffin. He's done. Dude, he went nuts.
He's great. That kid's
crazy. Tell us what happened.
Well, look, there's a lot of bad blood there. This rivalry has gone already for a while, Ed, but it is true. Enigma's last match we regained our titles from him and Arlequin. Yeah. And I went out on a dive on Arlequin, so I took care of him. And then Enigma and Malice were left in there. And Enigma, because of this experience, you know, he was able to put a maneuver on him, and Malice thing he had him because he gave him a cheap shot, and he had him hooked up, but Enigma flipped him over real quick, held on tight, and it was 1, 2, 3, and we regained the titles. But when we got back to the dressing room, my brother was dragging his right foot, and I said, oh, shit, what's going on? He says, I don't know, man. I don't feel good at all. Turns out it was a real bad hernia. And that was basically his retirement right there, you know. That was his very last match. I think I have the flyer, right? I was looking at it the other day here. I thought I had it here because of the exact date, but no, I don't have it here right now in front of me. But, so he has that, you know, and he has that feather on his hat. And so he likes to boast about that, and he's just a pain in the butt. But, we've gone at it already. I've had already several single matches with him, and thankfully I beat him 2 out of 3 times we've met in a singles match. But this past Sunday, he was just out to get me, man. From the beginning, I went out there with a freaking trash can because I knew he was going to come at me. And the moment I turned around, man, he was on me. He ripped my shirt, and he was relentless, and that. You know, that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. But we go back. One time we had this interview, and he threw the soda at me right in front of the cameras and all this shit. But this guy, you know, he's a whack. He's a whack job. But it's all right. That's all right. I mean, he wants a mano a mano, and he wants it in the cage. It's a matter of finding the darn cage, and we'll get it going for the September 26th show.
Yeah, definitely. That's going to be a big brawl. But you know, I got to tell you, it's funny because you know Sunday, Jessica goes, hey, you know, because she wanted to use the car, and I go, yeah, man, take it. I go, I'm going to ride with Mike or whatever because I'm just cutting a promo up there, you know, or whatever. So we're just going to go. I'm going to cut a promo, go check out the show, and come back. And then she's like, oh, okay, great. So Mike comes to pick me up, and I come down, and he's like, dude, you didn't bring your gear? I'm like, no, man, like, I'm just going to go cut a promo or whatever. Dude, brand new boots. Those cowboy boots were the first time I've ever worn them or whatever. So we're sitting there, and then Guyam goes, well, you better get your ass up, man. We're getting ready to get. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, you're wrestling such and such. And I'm like, no, man. I'm like, no. So Enigma comes over, and he goes, what are you, new? And I'm like, no, I didn't know. I thought he goes, well, do you want the day off? And I go, no, man. I go, I don't want the day off. I want to work. Okay, then you're working like that. Just get your stuff on and get to the back and let's go. And I'm like, all right. So that was the theme over there because, you know, first you had the chain match, the dog collar match with Mr. Kali and them.
Volcano.
And then our match, they it was a ruleta, and they pulled the everything out of the hat. So I ended up teaming with Hades against Jaguar and Maligno. And, dude, it just turned into a brawl. They, you know, Hades and them started wrestling and all that. And I said, you know what? I'm in cowboy boots. I just ran across, and it just turned into a big brawl. So that was kind of like the theme of the night, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. It was a good old rumble in the jungle.
Yeah, and the best part was – everybody went home happy. There was a lot of people that said, you know, the cowboys that were there that were singing during the intermission. I where are those guys from?
I think they're from Sinaloa.
Okay, because I was screaming. I was screaming at them, and I'm telling them, "You guys are. I'm not a ranchero like you. I'm a real cowboy from Memphis, Tennessee. I even got my Tony Ramos on." And they're just laughing, and they go, "Where?" And I go, "Memphis." And they go, "Qué es eso, Memphis? No, 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 Memphis. I don't know what Memphis is. Man, forget it, man. I just went to the back, and it was just so crazy. But it was probably one of the best times I had. I mean, it was a brawl. Everybody went happy, and it was great.
Yeah, the fans were just fired up, and man, it felt so good when crowd is just so into it. And it was a lovely, lovely evening. It was violent, but it was a lovely evening, for sure.
And the thing that when Mike and I were heading home, and first of all, Mike, I apologize because I got in Mike's car, and I was a sweaty mess. Dude, I mean, I was just, I'm like, hey, Mike, I'm sorry. Man, roll the windows down, air conditioning, madre, wait, put the windows down. So I appreciate that. But we were talking, and he goes, you know, there was three full-blown shows going on at the same time. He goes, but Lucha Libre Alliance has such a fan base that it was packed. He goes, I got to be honest, I was a little bit surprised, cause, you know, but you guys do have a pretty loyal fan base.
Well, look, I think what the fans are confident that Lucha Libre Alliance is going to produce a quality show every time, okay?
Yeah.
We don't just, at the last minute, just pick guys randomly without thinking it out, you know? We think what's going to be a good match. I know these guys. I work out with most of them. I know their personalities. I know their style. I don't know what's going to work, what's not. And it really, and the fans know this. They know they're going to get quality matchups. And that's usually what happens. You know, sometimes, you know, things don't work out. But this Sunday, everything worked out, man. And people love that, that's for sure.
And then, you know, if Fabiano doesn't bring his gear, all that goes out the window and it's just a big brawl. And we just start throwing punches.
But,
and fucking.
By the way, Todd has that imprint of that cowboy boot right in his back.
Yeah. Dude, that it just and then how this, what the hell, man? I don't know what happened. I'm trying to break them up, Maligno and Jaguar, and then he pushes me, and I pushed him back, and I was trying to take my belt off because I was going to whip him with him, and Bacatelas hits me right in the back with the chair or whatever. So then we started brawling, and it just turned into to like a big free-for-all or whatever. So it,
well,
hey, I mean, go for it.
That kid, Javier, he's really coming up the ranks. He's really becoming a more now mature wrestler, and he's put on some weight, some muscle, and this kid is going to be someone to reckon with in a year or so, because he's really turning into an all-around tough guy.
Well, you know, speaking of that, for Mike's show, unfortunately, you know, his show got canceled due to the COVID, because it was an indoor venue, and it was in a really nice gym, you know, and everything was set, and we had Hollis. It was going to be Superboy and Legacy, Superboy Jr. and Legacy against Indu Jr. and Hollis, you know, and that was going to be the fight. And then in the main, it was going to be you and Fletch Fugaz. So you guys have been teaming up quite a bit against Tony Reyes and Sean Black. So you go from Malice, who's a crazy luchador and everything, to you guys getting against Sean Black and Tony Reyes, who are just two all-out brawlers or whatever. You have to adapt, or else you're not going to last, right?
Sure. We've been through the mill, man. We've been through everything. We've gone not too long ago. I never had a freaking thumbtack match. And crazy Mr. California, one of his shows, he's going to have something. Oh, shit, bring it on. I mean, what else can happen, you know? And so I've been through it all, you know? So bring it on. I'm ready. I adapt. And let's get it on.
Yeah, it just happens. Well, right now, SoCal Wrestling is on fire. There's a lot of shows and stuff like that. Unfortunately for Mike, he's got shut down because of the COVID. But it's okay. We're still – everything's still going to be the same. We're just going to roll it over to another date as soon as they give us the okay.
Yeah.
But, Mike, exactly. I'm telling you, when Super Gavacho was getting ready to go out to the ring, and I see Kai and go, he goes, come here. And I go, oh, shoot, he's going to get him. And he goes, dude, you still have thumbtacks in your boot from the last time you wrestled Mr. Caliph. So he was literally picking out thumbtacks before he went out to the ring. You know, I am?
Yeah, he had it right in his heel. And I didn't want him to – I got a funny feeling he was going to try to pull a fast one on Diver. I said, I hope he doesn't plan to take him out up there and stab him in his eyes or something.
So you already have the next date for the next Lucha Libre Alliance show. What's the next date for that one?
September 26th. That's the last Sunday of the month of September.
Okay, and we'll be back at the Lucha Arena.
Yeah, and Fabiano's there, minus the cowboy boots, though.
No, I'll do. Mike, if we have to put it on the luggage rack at the car, I'll make sure and have it. You're talking about having to adapt, but we look forward to it. I mean, even after when I get home, you know, and Monday morning when I get up and go to work, when I first turn my computer on, dude, I'm inundated with emails and messages. Hey, bro, when's next the Lucha Libre Alliance? I heard it was good. I'm like, well, why weren't you there, man? You should have went and seen for yourself. I'm going to go, bro. I'm going to go. When's the next one? And all that. So the word is out. People know if there's a good show that they're going to – and Michael Parks is your best advocate or whatever, because he tells people, hey, if you go see Lucha Libre Alliance, you know you're going to see a good show. You know, Mike, you got Mexicans at work, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
What do you tell
them? Yes, I do. I tell them to come down.
Yeah.
I tell them to come – if they want to enjoy a nice night of Lucha Libre, they come down. You know, the funny thing is the highlight of my night was – Danny calling me from the back going, hey, can you come grab my wallet? Can you come grab my phone? Here's my tobacco. And I'm like, dude, I got a pocket full of your shit.
here's the funny part. As I gave my wallet to Mike, I said, hey, man, I got a button on my pants, but I don't want it. I go, I have $14 in that wallet, and there better be $14. Man, I need $14. as over here. So it was just one of those nights. It was just crazy like that. But
you mean you couldn't have pulled down not even a little $5 bill for a little cold beer? Nothing.
No, it better be $14 when I came back. So, but
no,
hey,
I got me some nachos and a Coke.
Yeah, I was wondering what's going on over there. I still haven't checked my wallet. If I'm short, Mike, I'm going to come looking for you. Hey, we appreciate it. You know, when Mike and I first, you know, sat down and started putting the card together and all that, and I said, hey, man, you know, Fugaz and Guyam are on fire right now. You know, they were mortal enemies out there in EWF,
yeah,
and then it's like that. Once you start working together, you kind of are so used to each other that you kind of start making a pretty good team. So, you know, you guys been working, because that was a team yesterday. Did Friar Roman put some damage on Fletch? How's Fletch? Fugaz.
Fletch is fine. Roman is a tough guy, you know, it was one of those things that they came at us, both of them, Malice and Roman, they came at us real hard. It was one hell of a match, but, you know, those things happen. I mean, it's professional wrestling. You win, you lose, and that Sunday was, we took the loss, but that's just fine. And yes, we are working very, very comfortably as a tag team.
Yeah.
I'm really happy working with him because our styles are very similar. We come from the same background, you know, from second generation wrestlers. So
I
respect the guys.
Well, that's why Mike said, hey, let's put them together, man. Those dudes are on fire. They know what's up. So that's why we put them. And to put them up against Tony Reyes and Sean Black was like, you know, hey, let's put them to the test and see if they can get, you know, through this. And it's really going to show. So that's how it works, man. That's how, you know, when Mike and I talk, that's how it works. I just say, hey, man, Fletch and Guyam are on fire right now. Let's put them against such and such, and it's going to be a show. That's how we do it. So we look forward to that for sure. I mean, that shows – set. We just got to make sure they give us the and like Mike said, he goes, hey man, I don't want to, you know, have everybody come down, they shut us down, you know, and I got to give everybody their money back, it'll be a big mess. So I just want to make sure when we do it that it's 100%, and so it will go, and we're definitely looking forward to it. So for the people listening to us, don't forget Lucha Libre Alliance, it's at the Lucha Arena right off of Florence and Main. It's going to be September 26th. We'll make sure we keep everybody posted here. Let them know what's going on when it gets closer, and of course on our social media. Go ahead.
What time?
The message started at 5:30.
Yes.
Okay.
Mike, you want to say something to Guyam before we let him get out of here?
Well, I just want to piggyback because we were talking, Bobby and I were talking before you came on about putting the proper guys together for matches that the fans want to see. Right. So I like the fact that, you know, not only were we talking about it, but that's also the same thing that you do, which you know, validates how important it is, you know, to do that for the fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And plus, you got Enigma over there who is just that's some person that I gravitate to all the time, whether it's an injury or whether I'm going to put this guy up against this guy. I go, hey, man, I was thinking about it. Go, hey, look, if you do this or whatever, and I mean, the dude is just a wealth of knowledge. I feel really bad because I told Guyam that I want to give him a beating just because I owe him from years ago, but he's like, it's over, bro. He's retired. Because, dude, we never got that rematch. We got beat so bad out there in Long Beach and all that, and Guyam and Nick, you got the rematch, bro. You got the rematch. And just we kind of went our separate ways and didn't come back till 20 years, so we never did get that rematch. So I feel really bad that I'm going to have to take it out of Guyam eventually.
Well,
but
you already have.
That's just the business.
Bunch of times.
Right. So we definitely
look
forward to
it. Bunch of times, man.
So, hey, man, you know what? I almost busted my kidneys with the Maroma guy. I'm still suffering from that day. And people go, hey, I want to be a wrestler and all that. I go, okay, you know what? Take a Maroma from Guyam and be able to walk the next day, and then you will come back to the gym and we'll be ready. So, but for the people listening to us, make sure you check out Lucha Libre Alliance. It's going to be September 26th on Sunday. I guarantee if you go down there, you won't be disappointed. Always a good show and always a good time, man. We always have a lot of fun, and the fans are really, really loyal and come down. Now, the one thing I got to tell you, Guyam, before I let you go, and before because he's busy, he's on the phone with Hashimoto and for New Japan and all that, so we're lucky to have him just for a few minutes. I you know, we haven't been to Puerto Escondido for a while. So can you please, maybe one before the show or whatever? I like the afternoon thing, but the only thing is, you know, that's why I take my family, because they help me eat, you know, because we get the big plate. Because if I don't take them, I'm going to eat the whole plate by myself. You know what I mean? So I want to go and I want to eat, but I want to take the family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we'll do something. Maybe we'll do the Saturday before the 26th, or maybe we're looking at Saturday the 18th. My brother will talk to Alex Mendoza.
Yes, please. Yes,
maybe the 18th, and we'll also have the posters and the flyers and everything. It'll be, and we'll have a good old they call it
for
a papelada.
Oh yeah,
have
it's
you
always
tried fish in the foil paper?
There's nothing that I haven't tried there, to be honest with you. Everything was excellent. I have. Everything when I go, it's different. And then when I go with the family, they'll get something different, and we kind of all share. You know what I mean? So you get a taste of everything. And it is, dude, I eat it. It is awesome over there. But real quick, I got to tell you, I was getting ready to leave because, you know, both Mike and I had to get out of there because both had to work the next day. And I see you talking to Lady Cynthia. And I see her and I said, hey, you know, hi, how are you doing? And I kept going, hey, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. She's like, what is he sorry about? But it's because I knocked over the table with the cacahuates and all the stuff that he bought at Puerto Escondido. So every time I see her, I want to apologize, but she doesn't know what for. So when you see her next time, let her know he's trying to say he's sorry because he knocked over your dad's table with the cacahuates and the elote and all kinds of stuff on that table. You know what I'm saying?
All right, brother.
Yes, so make sure you let her know. But Guyam, a million thank yous for coming on, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on. For the people listening to us, make sure you check out Lucha Libre Alliance, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Hopefully we'll see you at Puerto Escondido. Okay, my friend?
God bless you, my brother. Thank you, Mike. God bless you guys.
Have a good night.
All right, man.
God bless you as well.
We'll talk to
you.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
I am, everybody.
Thank you, my brother. Chivo Power.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world. From weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
You are listening to the Lucha Central Podcast Network. And now, WrestleBot with Bobby Chulo.
Hey, you know what, Mike? Real quick, for the people listening to us, on that chain match, that dog collar match, I only got to catch bits and pieces of it because, you know, I was in the back. Was that supposed to end in a four corners, or was it supposed to end with the pin?
It was supposed to be four corners.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're all like that.
I don't think they understood the concept, and the referee kept trying to tell them every time they went for a pin. He's like, no, it's, you got to touch all four corners. But the last time they went for a pin, and he just had that look on his face like, shit, I can't do this anymore. One, two, three, let's go.
That's it. It's over. Because not only did I see that with the chains and everything, I saw a big, it looked like a machete that Cali brought out, and it was almost like he was cutting a cake or whatever.
Yeah.
So they were also bringing weapons out besides doing the chains?
Well, no, you know, he brought that out at the previous show we were at. But this
oh, at OCCW.
He, yeah. Uh-huh. And he used it. But I
did he slice him up? Did he bleed or what happened?
Well, no, he was acting like he was slicing him up, but there was no blood.
Uh-huh.
So it was, I was like, why go through that if there's not going to be any blood?
Yes.
You know, I'm trying not to, you're putting me in a tough spot here.
Yeah, I am.
I don't want to be really
because,
you know, critical.
It was a better match in the back than it was. They were fighting back there and F you and wait till next time. And I heard a lot of F-bombs dropped and all that. So I was like, hey, man, these guys are messing around or whatever. And then just, so, of course, it's funny because Kayama go, hey, knock it off, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And they'll still keep arguing. But Enigma will come out and he'll go, that's enough. And they'll just stop like that. Okay. And you shut up.
That's why when I saw him, I'm like, hey, are you going to walk them, you know, are you going to walk into the ring at my show? He's like, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be there because, you know, I would like to do something, you know, to honor his retirement.
Yeah.
You know, put a little something together for him.
Right.
I think that's only right because, I mean, those are two the time that I've got to know them and meet them. Those are two, you know, two up level, you know, guys.
Yeah.
You know, Enigma and Kayama. Those guys are really, they're really on a level, you know, because they're so professional. They love Lucha Libre. It's their passion.
Right.
And, you know, I wish there were other people that had that same passion.
Right.
I hope that they can pass it along.
Yeah, no BS. Yeah, they're straight shooters, man. This is what's happening, and this is it. And just from being like that for so long, they just got the respect, and people are like, yeah, you know, let's do it. So I think that's why it's Lucha Libre Alliance is so successful or whatever. Also, Warhawk beat Black Metal for the belt, so we got a new champion over there. So I'm, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, because Black Metal does a lot of work out up in San Bernardino, EWF, and working out there and doing lots of. So I don't know if there's a rematch clause, and he'll be back for a rematch. I personally don't think he's going to be back. So it's going to be interesting to see who's next for Warhawk. You know what I mean? I don't really, because Fugaz is with Guyam and they're doing a lot of tag teams and stuff like that, so you don't really see too much single action going on. So that's what's going to interest me is who they're going to bring in for Warhawk. Now, real quick before we get to Braden Robinson, who you think, man? Who you think would give Warhawk a run?
I don't know because you're so, you know, You're so caught up with the tag teams,
yeah,
in Lucha Libre Alliance that you really don't get a chance to see too much singles. So
right.
and you can't evaluate who you think should be a contender for the title. So, you know, right now I don't know. it seems like I'm gonna have to start going to more shows and paying more attention to the singles guys instead of these tag team matches because I'm left out of the loop now. Because,
yeah.
You know, I don't really know who should be, who's entitled to a match, a championship
yeah.
match with Warhawk. So
yeah.
I'm
maybe they'll have, some sort of tournament or something or some sort of something to see who the number one contender is or whatever. Or who knows? I should ask Guyam while he was on there if he had an automatic rematch clause or whatever. Real quick, Mike, let me get to Braden Robinson. I sent him a text too. Go ahead.
You know what, man? I'm just going to get on the phone. I'm going to call Martha Villalobos and tell her.
Yo. Well, we don't want somebody to die. We don't want somebody to die at Lucha Libre Alliance. That's way that's a huge step up for Warhawk if that's the case. But this guy, we should bring Marta Villalobos for the cage match, dude.
She'll
cause a riot out there.
Yeah, she'll do it.
Yeah, we should get her for Mr. Cali. And then really separate the women from the men. That's what it'll be. All right. I don't think Braden's going to answer.
Mm-hmm. He even forgot.
Let me see here.
Oh, I remember which one he is. He was a skinny guy in the match.
Yes. Yes. He was wearing some black and white gear or whatever.
Yeah. I remember. I know he had the curly hair.
Mike, let me take a quick break. I'll shoot him a text and let him know that I'll shoot him the call-in number, and then we'll go for the hang on real quick.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world, and a place to have their voices heard from weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to Lucha-Masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Hey, Mike, are you here in Long Beach, or are you still at your summer home in Huntsville, Alabama?
No, you stupid. I'm here in Long Beach.
Okay, good. So, I just want to make sure, because I don't know, you know what's happening if you fly over the weekend or whatever. But the reason I say that is because, you know, it's been so long that you and I have been on the air. You know, we totally did not get a chance to talk about the death of beautiful Bobby Eaton. He passed away, and not that it's funny, but I was online, and, you know, I follow Ric Flair, and he put up a thing with a little clip from some of the matches he had with them, and he put, you know, one of the greatest guys that I've ever worked with, as well as one of the nicest guys I've ever known. And I thought, I put on there, I usually don't put comments on there because there's so many people, you know, and I put, dude, for somebody like Ric Flair to say that you are one of the best people he's ever worked with is saying something. I mean, that means you left a mark in the wrestling world, right?
Yeah, man, you know, every time I think about that, it really hurts.
Yeah.
Because that man, he was the quiet one out of the Midnight Express, but he was the one that could go.
Yeah,
I mean, I loved. That's why I think that's why I really loved watching the Express, the Midnight Express, and the Rock and Roll Express.
Yeah,
because, you know, with him and Ricky Morton in the ring, dude, they told a story.
Right.
Ricky being the consummate seller.
And baby face. The epitome of a blue-eyed baby face.
Yes, and the expert man of the hot tags is Ricky Morton. And, you know, I just, it's a piece of you that's missing when beautiful Bobby passed away, because he's just a, you could tell, you know, as he got older, just by looking at him, dude, that was a, he had to have been a cool dude to hang around with. He just looked like he was a nice guy.
Well, you know, Mike, two things. I'm always telling you to listen to that Jamie Dundee interview or whatever, because Bill Dundee had a daughter also, and she was married to beautiful Bobby Eaton. And it was funny because Jamie Dundee was just going off and all that. And then he said something, he said, but beautiful Bobby was my brother-in-law. He goes, and I love Bobby. He goes, if anybody messed with Bobby, man, he goes, they'd have to mess with me. He goes, because he's, you know, the nicest guy I've ever met. I'll do anything for him. So he put him over. And then Stone Cold, when he was on, I was watching his biography, and they were talking about people. And then he said, and also one of the greatest wrestlers to come out of Huntsville, Alabama, beautiful Bobby Eaton. He goes, when I got to work with him and talk to him and stuff, you know, that helped me far and away. So when you leave a mark like that, that's what I'm talking about. That's, you left a mark in the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude. You know what? I don't know if you've ever seen any of the matches, but it was a young Bobby Eaton and a young Coco Beware down in Memphis, Tennessee, Memphis. And man, oh man, were they badass. I mean, Bobby, you got to see it. You got to see it, because it was Bobby was the worker. Coco was the heavy hitter, and I mean, they could go with anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, they sold out the Mid-South Coliseum, baby.
Yeah,
and it was off the hook.
That's what I'm talking about. That's when you can fill out the Mid-South Coliseum, where back then that was the epitome of pro wrestling or whatever. That was just like what it was all about. That's what I'm talking about. But you got to listen to that interview, because they talked a lot about booking and just a lot about how, like, it was a mafia back then. You kept your mouth shut. Nobody knew what was happening, you know, or whatever. He did a thing where they broke his neck, Jamie Dundee's neck. He made him wear it to school. He made him wear it anytime he was outside. And he said, you put that goddamn neck brace on or whatever. So that's when it was really at the peak, you know, of wrestling or whatever, filling it out. That's what we talk about that all the time at Mid-South Coliseum. That's where it was at.
I remember Bill Watts would fire wrestlers if a heel and a face were ever in the same place.
Yeah. Yeah.
He would fire them.
Or traveling together. Yeah. They didn't play that back in the day.
And he would fire you if you lost a legit fight, a bar fight. Bill Watts was firing you, because back then pro wrestlers had the image of being tough guys, and you didn't get your ass beat.
Yeah,
that's why a lot of those guys were just legit tough.
Dude, you look at some of the wrestlers today, and you're like, that dude doesn't even look like a wrestler, man. I mean, you've got to at least, you know, you got to play the part, dude. Even if you're not this big buffed out dude with, you know, on the sauce and whatever, and the tan and blonde hair, man, at least you gotta, even if you're not wearing a suit, you know, I know how that is or whatever, but just, you know, look like a professional, man. Iron your shirt, man. Put some creases in your pants or whatever, just so that people go, man, that guy is something or whatever. You know what I mean? Mike and I talk about that all the time, right?
If you're not buff and swole, at least, you know, have some meat on you.
Yeah.
Be a little thick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You can't be 185 pounds picking up a 250-pound man off the ground, and people believe you.
Right. Insulting their intelligence.
And that happens way too much nowadays. It's like stop insulting people's intelligence and trying to get over on them. You know, if you're gonna pick this man up, have the strength to do it.
Yeah,
You know,
yeah.
like you said, I forget the guy. I don't know if it was Umaga that just picked you up, just scooped you up. Then you said he just, you know, he just picked you up like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
That type of.
Hey, dude, I was 260, 265, man, and it was like nothing. It was like, you know, but that Mike and I talk about that all the time. You got to take it serious, man. And we know a few people who are almost there. Real quick, Mike, I got to take another quick break, you know, since my man over here, Braden, didn't pick up. Tony Reyes is ready. So let me take a break, put his number in. We'll come back and we'll talk to him because he's got a big show coming up too. All right, Mike?
Right on.
Hang on a second.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha Legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.
Man. T-Rays is like, all right, man, let's do it. So let's give him a call. I think he might be in Memphis at the Mid-South Coliseum getting himself ready.
Yo.
Hey, Tony, it's Fabiano. You're live on WrestleBoss. Can you hear me, my friend?
I sure can. What's going on, brother?
Hey, real quick for the people listening to us, you're here, you're live at WrestleBoss. Don't forget you can check us out every Tuesday from 7 to, we usually go about 8:15 or so. Got my man Michael Parks with me and on the line with us right now, Tony Reyes, somebody I've been wanting to talk to Tony for so long, but when I see him, we only get a chance to talk for like 2 or 3 minutes and then we're out of there because we've got some, well, first of all, Tony Reyes is probably out there in Memphis, Tennessee right now trying to bring back the Mid-South Coliseum and book it out there so he could do a show because he's as old school as Mike and I talk about. You know what I'm saying? So real quick, Mike, say hi to Tony Reyes.
What's going on, man?
What's happening? And you're pretty close, man. I'm actually in Missouri right now.
Ah, see? We're in the area. But, you know, real quick, Tony, I got a lot I want to talk to you about. First of all, you know, I got Mike's been with me for quite a while now. Man, we worked so literally. Mike and I worked for over a year to get the show going. You know, we had a nice gym; it was ready to roll. You know, we had everything set, we got everything booked. You know, everything, and then the COVID just threw a monkey wrench right in the spokes and screwed it up. Because it's funny because we had Guyam on earlier, and we were talking about that because it was going to be La Flecha Fugaz and Guyam against you and Sean Black. And we started talking about styles and different, because you got luchadores, but you got, you know, Tony with his style and Sean, you know, breaking backs and doing all this stuff. And so people were legitimately wanting to see it because it's different. That's what we talked about. You know, a lot of the SoCal wrestlers, I don't want to say they're the same or whatever, but you see them a lot. So when you mix it up and say, damn, you're putting these two luchadores against Tony Reyes and Sean Black, I want to see what happens in that match. So it was, you know, unfortunately that happened, but we got everything the same. As soon as they give us the word, we're going to roll it right over, and then we'll be ready to roll. So just to let the people know what's happening. Now, with that being said, okay, here's the thing that I've been wanting to talk to Tony about for so long. Tony and I had a cage match for OCCW, and I was literally a 1 week, like maybe 12 days from having my right hip replaced. So, I mean, I was fat, I was overweight, I was hurting because I hadn't been working out or nothing. So as soon as we got finished with the match, I told Tony, you know what, man, I owe you one, bro. I really owe you a good match because, you know, for lack of a better term, Tony just had his way with me, and we were out of there. So before – this is the last year. I'm telling you right now, this is the last year that I'm going to wrestle. It was supposed to be last year, but with the COVID hitting, I gave it one more year. So you and I got to do it at least one more time in the cage before it's all over, set and done. You down for that?
You know what? I'd take you on in the cage anytime, brother.
Okay, perfect. So that's
you're one of my favorite opponents.
Yes. So, but here's the thing, and this is what Mike and I were talking about before we went on the air, and you know, talking in the car and stuff like that. When we do a show, we don't ask much from the wrestlers. We'll maybe ask for maybe come down over here and just cut a quick 15-minute promo, come and do this, come and do that. In this business, since I've been back after retirement, Tony was one of the few people. He was working at, I think, Long Beach Airport, worked all day, and we were doing a live broadcast from Play It Against Sports, and he was the only wrestler with these guys who don't even have jobs that came down and made sure he cut the promo and worked before he went and you know, and promoted the show. I don't see that much this day. Now, Tony, you got a show coming up or whatever. Tell me a little bit about that, because that's how we judge them. These guys really want it. You can kind of tell who really wants it and really wants that show to turn out well. You kind of run across that problem yourself?
Oh, absolutely. You know, here's the thing. You know, I run 3PWA, Power Precision Pro Wrestling Alliance.
Right.
Our next show is actually September 11th in
yes.
Cypress, California.
Yes,
and you know, it's kind of my way of giving back to the veterans. You know, my shows are for, you know, fundraising for the American Legion. You know, it's a program that I support wholeheartedly.
Right.
You know, as far as wrestlers, you know, there's so many guys I got to be like, brother, I got to get this promo from you. You know, what can we do? What can we do? You know, just record it, send it to us, and we'll get it edited and put it out.
Right.
And, you know, it's like having to hound some of these guys. Like they said, you know, some of them like are above putting in the work.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still paying my dues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You always got to work. You're going to get out of this business what you put in it.
Right.
You know?
And just like doing the radio show now. You know, Tony has a big show coming up. It's 3PWA, like he was talking about. It's called Home of the Brave. It's Saturday, September 11th. It's at the American Legion Post 295. That's at 5646 Corporate Avenue in the city of Cypress. Doors open at 6:30. First match is at 7. Now, if you want to sit front row, which I highly recommend, is $35, but they have a front row VIP ticket that comes with the shirt for $45. So if you want to check that out, I highly recommend that you do that. Now, with that being said, to me, and Mike and I talk a lot about this, it seems like you as a wrestler, you want to get your name out there. The more people that hear you out there and they're going to say, hey, man, I'm going to go see what this dude's all about or whatever. So if you can get three people to come and see you after you cut that promo, that's three tickets that you get that you didn't have or whatever. This is what we try to
absolutely
tell them. Yeah, we try to make it easy. Hey man, come down 15 minutes. We'll put you on air, cut a promo, and you're out of there. And I personally get some of the guys that I booked from Riverside or whatever. I get that. I mean, that's a long drive or whatever. But some of the guys that are local, hey man, come down. For lack of a better term, it would behoove you because that gets your brand out there and your name and stuff like that. Tony was one of the few guys that actually did it. So that's why when back in the day, if I talked to Dello or if I talked to, you know, whoever, I said, man, Tony's going to put the work in, man, book him. That's why we booked him for Mike's show. We're like, hey, man, he's going to put in the work. And when he gets there, he knows what he's doing. He's going to make the show. That's what we've been talking about or whatever. So real quick, tell us a little bit about the 3PW show. I saw the main event. I saw Brandon Gaston and Guy Coolin. Tell us about that main event.
Actually, that's a semi-main. That's the tag team title match. And
okay.
They are going against Jordan Clearwater and Mikey O'Shea.
Wait a second. Clearwater and Mikey O'Shea. Oh, yeah, that's
yep.
Right. That's the one that's on the
and if you,
on the...
And if you haven't seen Clearwater work, this kid, he reminds me of Barry Windham.
Yes.
You know, Dustin Rhodes when he was young.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the kid is just great. And you know, he's got a title shot coming up against Sin Bodhi later in December. You know, he's got things rolling for him. But the main event, we got Sergeant Major versus Hassan Payne, the Libyan Nightmare.
Ah, that's right, Hassan Payne. Yes, I did see that on the flyer. Yes, so, man, that's going to draw some heat, man. You're doing that at the American Legion post.
Exactly. It's old school. It's old school wrestling, man. It's smash mouth wrestling. That's what we like, you know.
Yeah.
How many conversations have we had about Jerry Lawler and, you know, Bill Dundee and, you know, all those old guys, you know, it's smash mouth wrestling. It's in your face wrestling.
And the people, that's what they want to see. They want to, and you don't really see that much anymore. You know, we talk about that a lot. You see a lot of guys that are, you know, good wrestlers and they're doing the flips and the stuff like that. But then you got the guys that come out and just going after it, man. And that's, we've been to a couple of shows and seen that, you know, that the guys just come out and just old school style, like Steve Dr. Death Williams and Terry Gordy and like that type of stuff. That's just, like you said, smash mouth wrestling. So for the people, if you want to check that out, you definitely have to check out 3PWA. I'll make sure and give that the address and everything where you can check it out towards the end of the show. Now, not only that, are you still working out there and doing the stuff out there in Barstow?
No, I haven't been to Barstow in quite some time.
Yeah,
I think they lost my phone number or something.
Because I saw, I've only seen it a couple of times, but that, here's my question to you. Barstow, it seems like it's in the middle of nowhere. Now, there's two things. Either you're not going to pull a big crowd because it's in the middle of nowhere, or you're going to pull a huge crowd because, it, like, that's the big thing going on. You know, it's like wrestling's here. Everybody's going to go check it out because that's the big thing that's happening, like, in a small town. So how is it over there?
There is so much potential right there. Like, when it first started over there, you know, CC Impact, she's doing the thing right. You know, the building is beautiful. I wish I had a building like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To call
nice.
Home. You know, it's a real good setup. And, you know, I wish them nothing but the best. You know, they could pull wrestlers from Vegas. They could pull wrestlers from Southern California. And, you know, they're right in the middle. Right.
Yes, right in the middle. So they could come 2 hours each way or whatever. But I remember not too long ago, I was watching the video. I think Biggie had it or whatever. And I don't know what the heck happened, man, but somebody was fighting. And then Tony Reyes came out of nowhere. And I think he tried to break it up or whatever. Then I couldn't hear the other guy, but I could just hear you going, well, do it then. Do it then. Or whatever. What happened on that night?
Well,
there's always one knucklehead that gets out of control.
There's always one knucklehead. You know, this guy was claiming to be law enforcement. And, you know, I actually have a history of law enforcement myself.
Yeah.
So when he's trying to, you know, he's trying to start stuff with the boys in the ring, you know, I was done with it at that point. You know, it's like he started to throw a chair or something, you know, at Mikey O'Shea of all people.
Uh-huh.
You know, and it's like, that wasn't going to fly with me. So then he said, you know, he said, I'll arrest you. I said, arrest me. Do it. You know, I'll have your ass kicked before you even pull out your cuffs. You know?
Yeah, but you know, it's funny because there's always somebody who just can't enjoy the show and go home. There's always one knucklehead that just has to take it to the next level. And what the worst thing you could do is do something like that, because not only are you going to possibly get your ass kicked by the wrestler, they're going to come out of that locker room because regardless, it's a family. You know what I mean? Everybody wants everybody
right.
to go home safe, and they're going to back him up, dude. We don't want none of that stuff going on in there or whatever. So I saw that, and I'm like, man, this guy's got to just have some screws loose. But anyways, Tony,
I get the boys credit that night because they finished their match. You know what I mean? It didn't just stop. They kept going, you know, so they did the right thing there.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something, man. This is why we have Tony on, and this is why, like, when Mike and I first started talking about the, you know, putting the show together and doing all that stuff. So that's why we got to put Tony on, because it's that's what I like to see, and that's what, you know, old school style with smash mouth, going to get in there. You're going to get hit. You're going to take you know, have to take the clothesline or whatever, and it's hard-hitting. And then when we mix them with somebody like I Am and La Flecha Fugaz, that's just like the clash of styles, man, where it's just going to be kill or be killed or whatever. So we look forward to Tony coming and working for Michael Parks and his show. And, you know, we got stuff booked for him because that's why. When somebody – it, what you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And we know if we book Tony, he's going to help us out. He's going to make sure he comes and cuts the promos. He's going to come down when we do the live broadcasts and stuff like that. So that's why his shows at 3PWA are successful, because, you know, he has to put a lot into it. Hey, you know, Tony, they just see the finished product, man. You know, they don't see what you go through to put on a show. You know, setting up the ring and getting a hold of these guys. And then heaven forbid somebody backs out at the last minute or can't make it, because you've got to be scrambling to get somebody to, you know what I'm talking about?
You know, passing out 2,000 flyers, try to get somebody to help you out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, people don't see that, man.
You know, I'm at the swap meet every weekend passing out flyers. You know, I'm always hustling. I'm always trying to do something to make my show better or to make somebody else's show better that I'm on, you know.
Yeah, and that's why we have a show like this, so that people can know, you know, that this is what you go to do the show. So real quick for the people listening, don't forget, you got to check out 3PWA. It's called Home of the Brave. It's Saturday, September 11th. It's at the American Legion Post 295. That's at 5646 Corporate Avenue in the city of Cyprus. Doors open at 6:30. First match starts at 7. Don't forget, if you want to sit front row, $35. But if you want to get that VIP ticket, you get the VIP shirt, and you get to sit up front, that's $45. So I highly recommend that you do, because I'm telling you, people all the time when I tell them, it's so different when you go to the matches than when you see them on TV. You definitely, it's an experience. And there's nobody that I've
ever... Oh, man, when you feel the percussion from the ring, man, when somebody's getting slammed, you just feel it all the way through your own bones, and you're like, oh. You know, exactly. I don't know, the first time I seen somebody get body slammed, I was hooked.
get that
I was
rush.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Tony. Hey, man.
That,
go ahead,
Tony,
Mike.
Is that off of Walker or Valley View in Corporate Drive?
It's off of Valley View in Cerritos.
I said I used to live off of Cerritos. So I know.
Hey, Corporate is right there by Chili's.
Gotcha. Now I know exactly where we're at. Okay.
Well, Mike, we definitely got to go down and check out that show, man.
Oh, of course.
Come on through, man. We'll give you a backstage pass.
Hey, man, we'll definitely go down to check out that show, so that we can bring it back to the people and let them know, the people who can't go, how good it was, and we'll do the review and let them know so that we can get that place packed, man, because, you know, these guys are out here working hard, man, and you got to come check it out, and I guarantee you won't be disappointed. So make sure you check it out. Home of the Brave, Saturday, September 11th at the American Legion Post 295. Hey, Tony, a million thank yous for coming on, man. We appreciate you taking the time and letting us know what's happening. We look forward to seeing you out there, man. I'm looking forward to going out and checking out that show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm always around. I'm always got my finger in something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we got you. Mike and I got you booked over here for this one. So, we'll be in touch, let you know what's happening for sure. So we'll definitely go and check out 3PWA. So, Tony, a million thank yous for coming on. We'll see everybody at 3PWA.
You betcha. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and we're going to see you for sure real soon. Tony Reyes, everybody, make sure you check him out.
Thanks a lot, brother.
If you're listening to this and you haven't visited LuchaCentral.com, it's time to do it. LuchaCentral.com is the online home for Lucha Libre, where you can get all of the top news in English and in Spanish. Find the best curated video content and original content not seen anywhere else. Find when Lucha Libre events would be happening in your area. Find photo galleries from top photographers covering Lucha Libre around the world, and a place to have their voices heard, from weekly polls to annual awards. Seen and read by top executives in all of the major Lucha Libre promotions across the globe. And on top of that, it's free. LuchaCentral.com, your centralized place for all things Lucha Libre.
All right, Mike, before we get out of here, so as we sit here today, We know the show's been postponed due to the COVID. We don't know what's going to happen. There's still people that are running shows or whatever. So do you have to wait for them to give you a call and say, hey, look, man, we got clearance? Or do you just stay on them and say, hey, look, man, you know, how's – do any light at the end of the tunnel? Or will you just have to wait? Or do you keep calling them? Or your connection that you have to the venue?
I call L.A. Park and Rec every other day. The young lady, Brittany, starting to know me by my first name. I sometimes I apologize to her for calling all the time. I'm like, I'm just checking. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, so is the whole thing because it's an indoor thing? Because, I mean, in the arenas, like for football, even though it's, you know, they can, let's say SoFi Stadium, they can open the roof, they're still making everybody wear masks. Now, we're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of people to these events, and we're our events, you know, maybe 100-150 people. So are they saying that it's such a small venue that it's too close, or what they give you?
Just that they're going by the governor's COVID protocol.
Right.
And I mean, trust me, I'm frustrated because if they're allowing kids back into school.
Yeah.
Why? What are we doing?
Right.
You know that.
Right.
So that's where my frustration is. What are we doing? If kids are going back to school, if live events are starting to occur again, indoor and outdoor, then why are you still shut down? You know.
Yeah. And you look at like even WWE, they went back to doing house shows and they're packed. I mean, we're talking, you know what, 7,000-8,000 people just at a house show. You know what I mean? So I think they might have to live by a different standard because they're through the city. You know what I mean? It's through the city or the county of parks and recreations or whatever. So they have to adhere to a, you know, a different type of, you know, whatever the governor says or whatever. So, but it's like, you know, when people ask me, it's like we say, you know, well, we don't want to book the show and take a chance. And all of a sudden they say, hey, man, you can't have this, shut it down. And we got to send everybody home. You know what I mean? We want to make sure that it's ready to roll. So everything's set. As soon as Mike gets the word, we'll put all the wheels back in motion and hopefully be good. I know Mike's talked to him about maybe even doing it outside, so that way it'll be a little bit easier. But from what they want to do, they want to make sure that it's inside because they want to do it right or whatever. So just to let the people know what's happening, right, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, the card that we have lined up, I think is worthy of being inside a gymnasium and giving the fans the right environment for this show.
Right.
Because from top to bottom, I think this show is going to be off the chain.
Yeah.
And so it needs to be in a place that will make it, give it the validity that it needs, like, hey, this is where it's supposed to be. I don't want to do it, and I don't want to sound all uppity or anything, but I don't want to do it where the card doesn't fit the venue.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, man, this show should have been here, man. This show should have been here. No.
We don't want to have this big old venue and only, you know, 12 people in there or whatever. We want to make sure we get it done right. So, hey, I don't know. I was going to tell you we should go check out this kid Braden's show. It's called First Time Ever. It's his first show that he's doing over there at Del O's, but I don't know what happened. I thought we were good to go or whatever. I sent him the number for the call-in number if he wanted to call in, but nothing. So, Braden, we might have to go down to your show just to go see what happened. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what's up, man?
What is the show?
It's Sunday, September 5th. And it's going to be right at Del O's. Doors open at 5:30. First match is at 6. So that's
next
what
Sunday.
Not this Sunday, but next Sunday. So we might have to go check out that. It's pretty much an OCW show because it has pretty much the same people, Azriel and Freddie Flores and Freddie Helmuth and all them on there. So just might have to go check it out to go see what's happening or whatever. But, you know, we'll go check it out, and then we'll talk about it on the show. How about that?
I'm down.
Hey, I sounded like the Catch Me Outside girl. We'll go see the show. How about that? All right, Mike. I'll talk to you soon. I had a good time, man. Thanks to Cayenne for coming on and talking about, you know, working without your gear and stuff like that. And of course, Tony Ray's coming on talking about, you know, his big show at 3PWA. So we'll see everybody back here next Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit more. I'm going to find out some information and find out exactly what date is the Lucha Expo. I know it's going to be in Philly at the old ECW Arena. I know they procured all those, you know, passports to get those guys over here and stuff like that. So I want to talk a little bit about that next week. So we'll try to get the information on that. Go ahead, Mike.
I got an idea for us.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start going to these shows and then doing a review of the shows on our Tuesday show.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think.
You know.
But then I try to do it off the cuff. I don't want to be sitting there with a clipboard and going, okay, such and such wrestled such and such, and this happened. Man, we just wing it. Man, we went to the show, we saw this, and we, because I don't want to nitpick them to death. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be like, because like we were talking about earlier, we saw a lot of good things, but we saw a lot of bad things. So we just want to kind of, yeah.
No, we'll be real, just like you wanted me to tell you about the little nice
chain match.
chain.
Hey, well, we got to be.
You know what?
You got to be honest. You got to be honest.
There you go. You got to be honest with what you see, because why are we going to come on here and lie to people?
Yeah, and we'll
it wouldn't be right.
I tell you what, we'll talk a little bit next week about. And we won't bring up any names. I don't like to bring up names because I don't like to give these people the attention or whatever. But we'll talk about different people who use their promoter skills or their money or whatever to put themselves over. How's that? Where they say, well, I want to make myself look good. I have the money. I'm bringing this person.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to beat him up and pay him to beat him up, and that'll make me look good. Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. How about that?
We're about to open up Pandora's box on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your popcorn.
Let me tell you, I got to get out of here because we're seriously running up against the clock. But, you know, I talk to Joseph a lot from PCW, and he tells me that too. He says, hey, man, I wrestle in my own Fed, but I don't put the belt on myself. You know what I mean? I make sure that, you know, it happens, because that's the first thing people say, oh, you put yourself over in your own Fed or whatever. So there's a certain way that you do it, you know, but if you to do it, he's smart to take on Jacob Fatu as his partner. You know, it all comes out in the wash. But there's certain things that you just don't – that's just a punk move, man. To me, it's just a punk move. But we'll talk about that, Mike. We'll talk about that later. So
yep.
I'll see you next Tuesday, and then I'll see you. We'll go hit up some of these shows and talk about them here on the show. How about that?
Let's do it, man.
All right, man. I'll see you next Tuesday. All right,
Lucha-Masks.com by Pro Wrestling Revolution. Bringing you, in partnership with Mask Republic, the Lucha Brothers, as well as Japanese legend Ultimo Dragon. Go to lucha-masks.com and fight Lucha Strong with masks from your favorite Lucha legends and Pro Wrestling Revolution luchadores. Stay safe in style and represent your favorite luchador. Get yours now at lucha-masks.com, powered by Pro Wrestling Revolution.